Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 331. Mm-hmm. My name is Chris Ferricchio. I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey, how's it going?
And Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And we have been on hiatus for a couple weeks. Lots of shit going on for my personal matter. Life happens. So yes. That's kind of what's going on. But it seems like hopefully, you know, we're trying to work out a new day to record. We're actually recording on Sunday. Today's Sunday. I'm going to probably start pushing shows out hopefully on Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll see if that works. I'm sorry, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see if that works. And, you know, we might be making some adjustments here and there. But things should start to get more into the normality that we had, you know.
Once we work the kinks out and everything.
Yeah, once we get all that stuff going out. But
we'll get in a groove.
Yeah. But today we're just going to be doing a shorter show. Wanted to get you guys caught up on some of the things that have been going on. We're going to do some distractions, and then we're going to do a couple emails, and that's pretty much going to be our show. We're not going to, you know, go with any news or no releases or anything like that. We just wanted to, you know, talk about some games, get you guys caught up, and you know, hopefully bring you guys something a little bit entertaining, even if it is on the shorter side. So, but before we get into all that, let's see what's up. And I know there has been a ton of shit going on with my man Jason. Jason, what's up, dude?
Dude, I had the best fucking Euro yesterday.
Where?
A Euro?
Here in San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa and I decided to step out here for a quick visit. And as it turns out, I got a new job.
Oh, shit.
Funny how that works.
No, this has been in the works for quite a while. But yeah. So I landed out here in San Francisco. I didn't land. I drove. And that was a funny story in and of itself that would take the entirety of a podcast.
How long is that drive?
It was a long ass drive.
Many
hundreds of hours.
hundreds of hours?
It felt like weeks, but it was really only just like a few days. But yeah, Lisa and I both drove out. We each had our own individual vehicles. We packed all our shit in like those pod type things. It was like, what was it? Door to door or something. The smaller pods.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They pack it all up and then they actually drive it across for you and drop it off in front of your new house or whatever.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah.
But we're actually doing storage for that. Because when we didn't have a place lined up. So what we did is we're just doing like a 1 month sublet. Not downtown San Francisco. It's in a hit Ashbury. So like kind of ground zero for the old, hippie shit. It's really cool out here, actually. And I love the guy that we're renting from. Like, you know, we got a pretty good vibe from him, right away. When we emailed him, he's just like, you know, and if you guys smoke pot, it's totally cool. I won't say that I don't smoke pot in here. So, you know, whatever is cool. And then when we actually showed up, he was late because he was selling like pot
smoking
brownies.
Pot. Oh, no. Sorry, brownies, nice.
Yeah, and he made like $700. It was like during, you know, Pride Week, so.
Oh, nice. Okay, there
yeah, you go. Prime time for that. And, you know, as we were talking, he was showing us the place and stuff. And the reason why he's gone for this entire month is because, stereotypically, he's following the Dead on tour.
Oh, for nice. Real?
What's left
that
of the
really
Dead,
funny.
Yeah. He's a huge fan.
A grateful fan, yeah.
But yeah, as we were talking, he's like, oh, God, that reminds me. One of my most important things. And he opened up this trunk in his bedroom and he pulled out this Jerry Garcia like stuffed plush doll. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable. He's probably going to sleep with it and stuff. You know, he just like a security blanket or whatever. He's like, yeah, God, I can't believe I almost forgot this. My friend hasn't done LSD in like 20 years and I really wanted to promise, you know, her to get high. And I'm like, what? And he starts pulling these, you know, tabs of LSD out of this Jerry Garcia doll.
Oh my gosh.
Like, all right. I'm in San Francisco now.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a culture shock. Drugs are very prevalent here. My buddy Dan and I went to wrestling events, mm-hmm. probably like a week after we got here.
WWE wrestling event?
No. Very independent, called Hood Slam. Don't bring your effing kids. It was a great time. But yeah, as soon as we walked in, there was just like a thick cloud of
pot.
Secondhand pot smoke. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, here we are. And then we're like, let's go check out the merch table. And yeah, the guy selling merch was like, hold on a second. And he starts just lighting up a bowl. I'm like, Here we are. They had code words for if cops were to raid the place. So if they said over the loudspeaker, like blueberry pancakes or something like that, we were all supposed to like hide our stuff or something.
Blueberry pancakes.
It's strange out here.
Different world, man.
It is a different world. But yeah, the reason, you know, why I came out here is I got a job. I'm sure most people know it's a Giant Bomb. I'm doing video stuff over there.
That wasn't spoiled for us or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Dumbass. God. Anyway,
we tried to keep it in. We did a good job of keeping it hidden.
Yeah, you guys did great.
We kept it under wraps. We didn't say.
Yeah, you guys are fun.
We did drop a lot of hints here and there, but they weren't like right after each other, so I don't think people would really catch on.
You'll be dropping the bomb next week, Jason. Yeah,
he's dropping the giant bomb.
Jesus. But I started a couple weeks ago. I got that under my belt.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what, man. It was crazy, like. I was just driving and I put on the new Bombcast and it was like the one from your first day and all of a sudden you're on the Bombcast on your first day. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Was not expecting that. Luckily it's only going to be that first one, I think.
Unless they need you for whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, my role there is just production, you know, doing the video stuff behind the scenes and I'm comfortable with that. Not that I'm not, you know, comfortable like in front of a camera or in a mic or anything. I've done that, but I feel much more comfortable in the control booth, you know, making sure that shit's running. So, and that's exactly what they needed there. So that's why it was a good fit. So,
next time they need to talk about Street Fighter, they'll give Jason a call.
Yeah. Oh God. My first Unprofessional Fridays. That's their big Friday stream. We were playing, what the hell was it? It was not Super Turbo. It was just Turbo, like on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Street Fighter. And, I didn't know that it was going to come out and they brought me out for like one match, versus Gersman and I lost. Mm-hmm. It's like, I haven't touched the Super Nintendo controller for Street Fighter in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But, that was a little stressful, but. But, Giant Bomb's a surprisingly chill place. I think it's a really good fit for Dan Reckert and myself. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's not nearly as wacky and crazy as some people I think would, think it would be. It's very, very chill. I like those dudes an awful lot. It's been great working with them so far. So
cool. Good deal, man. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know we've said it before, but it hasn't been official on the podcast
yet.
Not
on the show, yeah.
So, congratulations, brother.
Hell yeah.
That's
You're
awesome.
On my favorite fucking gaming site for anything, so please don't fuck up and make it my site.
No guarantees, man. I'm sorry.
No guarantees. Well, just stay out long enough for us to come visit, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You know, it's really not going to take a whole lot of twisting of Crystal's arm to get out there. It really will not.
Well, we're actually going to be out in Oakland. We just signed a place. And dude, it's almost impossible to find a place like in the mainland here, like in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, God, and the places
it's
are ridiculously
expensive. Yeah, so we're moving across the bay, to a decent size, you know, square footage, right in our price range for the most part. So
cool,
and it's in like a new-ish building, like it's a refurbished.
Right,
I don't know what you call those,
sorry.
Something like that. But nobody's lived in this building before, so we get it's got that going for it, and. The area of town isn't that bad. So Oakland's kind of up and coming. A lot of people are transplanting themselves from super expensive San Francisco
to
moderately.
You are not a Raiders fan. Do you understand me?
You got it. No problem. Okay. No problem. I don't even want to wear the fucking like an Oakland A's hat. I want to wear like San Francisco stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Halloween
49ers.
Yeah, sure.
Giants.
But yeah, I think that kind of, you know, catches me up. I'm really digging the vibe out here in San Francisco. And
how long is that drive from Oakland?
It's like 15, 20 minutes, you know, from like downtown San Francisco to Oakland. Yeah, it's just right across the Bay Bridge. So
yeah,
it's really nothing. Yeah. But, you know, if you go during like, you know, peak traffic hours, you know, it might take a half hour. But yeah, it's still totally reasonable. And, you know, like my commute is probably only going to be like 20 minutes, a half hour. From Oakland to work, yeah. So
not bad at all, dude.
It'll all work out, but yeah.
Good shit.
Lots of culture shock. We're slowly settling in, but everything's been great so far.
All right, Jeff, what's up, dude?
Hey. I have not moved anywhere.
Cool. Lucky you.
same old stuff going on. Went to a wedding last night. That was fun. Or yesterday. I'm trying to quit smoking as of today.
Please do that.
Like Tanya's dad is a pretty big smoker, and he tried not necessarily an e-cigarette, more like a vaporizer that uses that nicotine juice stuff.
Sure.
And the nicotine stuff juice now is technically legal here, so you can buy it. So I didn't try his, but when I went to this wedding, another dude I know who's a smoker, he hasn't smoked in a while. He's been using one, so I tried it, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good. So I bought one of those today. So I haven't smoked yet today, so we'll see what happens. But
good job,
so
man. Far,
so good. It's the first thing I've used that literally makes me not want to smoke. Like right when you, like for instance, like Jason, you're like, oh, I'm going to go for a smoke, coming back, whatever. I'm like, damn it, now I want to go for a cigarette. But I was like, no, take a few hits out this thing. And I was like, oh, okay, actually, I don't
then you were good.
Smoke anymore. Yeah.
So good. I was like, have either of you tried like some of the prescriptions that they've got to try and get you off cigarettes?
Like, yeah, Chantrix or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like if you, I don't know if you guys, maybe that's what you just said, the Chantix.
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's different in the, yeah. It's called Chantix there. It's called Champix here.
Okay. Because that's what worked for my mom. You know, mm-hmm. my mom smoked for 40 years.
Yeah.
And you know, she took that, and she, you know, she didn't, she hasn't smoked in the past, you know, like 8.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it worked a lot. It worked really well for her. So, and you know, I'm a huge proponent to quitting. So
yeah, well, I yeah. tried that the first. Indus Fest or second, I think it was the first Indus Fest we did, or might have been the second Indus Fest.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke for like 2 weeks, but then I went, I was like, oh, I need to smoke at Indus Fest. And then when I came back and went back on the stuff, it was like making me nauseous and shit. So I was like, yeah. Oh crap, I'll go on it again later. And I never
yeah, that's the thing that you have to worry about is some of those side effects. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, figured I'd just mention because that's what worked for my mom. So, but, yeah, it is what
it is.
Let's
see how this works. Yeah. It's, like I said, it's the first thing that actually makes it feels like I'm inhaling smoke, and it's, I mean, it's a hell of a lot better for you than cigarettes, so there's no bad shit in it, except for nicotine, but nicotine's, in general, not no worse for you than caffeine is.
True.
So, yeah, so there's that. Tanya and I are buying a place, actually.
That's fucking crazy.
I heard about this, so yeah. That's really cool. Where are you guys? Are you, like, on the outskirts of Toronto?
It's kind of, like, it's kind of on the edge of, like, it's uptown Toronto. Like, you know where you came to visit, Chris? It's probably another 10 minutes north.
Oh, that's like not bad. That's pretty awesome.
Commuting wise, yeah, it's not that bad at all.
From, so like, it gets driving, you outside of the city limits, but you're still like in a stone's throw.
We're still technically Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's just up near this place called Downsview, which is a kind of like up and coming place. There's a lot of stuff being built around there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're kind of buying up in that area, because we don't want to move into like suburbs. The commute to work for both of us is still only be like half an hour, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great. How are you going to commute? Are you guys going to get a vehicle, or is it?
Well, Tanya already has it. Tanya is going to drive still. I'm going to take public transit because I'm still like literally 20-25 minute public transit like away. So it's not that bad.
Good shit.
So yeah, we put in the official offer like today, and it's basically ours. It's a private sale, and it's a guy who I know who's selling it. So it got us kind of looking around, and we never really found a place that was as good as this one. So for the price, we're like, yeah, we'll take it.
Cool, man.
So dude, yeah,
that's a big step.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty huge. So, gonna be broke for a while.
Yeah.
Enough ramen and shit but you know, need to do it.
You can do some amazing things with ramen, let me tell you.
Exactly.
You'd
you will
be
find those ways, and you'd be like, damn, why did I do this all the time?
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm saving so much money.
Yeah. So we're gonna see how long we have to give a notice to our place here, and then, probably move in there sometime in September. So we're aiming to buy the place September 1st, and then whether or not we can get out of our lease here. It's a month-to-month lease, but I still think you have to give like 30 or 60 days notice. So depending on that, that'll depend when we actually move to that place. So it's exciting.
Sweet.
Other than that, though, shit.
That is it.
Congrats on that.
Congrats.
Thank you. And Justin Wong just won Evo for Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Thank God.
Marvel's Street Fighter. Yeah.
Fuck you, F Champ. Fuck you, Chris G. I love you, Justin Wong.
Cool. Chris.
Such
just
a
for Riccio. How you doing, sir?
You know, it's, it has been a crazy few months. Guys.
Yes, it has.
So, and I'm really not going to go into a whole lot of detail because I don't, you know, it's been, you know, the people that, no, are the only people that need to know, and, you know, they, whatever. But, a couple things that have been, things are starting to settle down. I'm in one day at a time mode over here.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a few things going on, like, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the show or not, but, Nerisse, my dog, one of my dogs,
yeah.
She had a mass growing on her gums.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And we had to have that removed. And, you know, the big concern is it cancerous? So we had that removed. They sent it off to the biopsy, and it was benign. So that was good news.
Yeah.
Good. That cost me $1,000, but it is what it is. And then we also had to have a procedure done on Alora because she needed her adenoids removed. Mm-hmm. So while they were doing that, she had a lip tie, so they also clipped her lip tie. So she's doing better now. You know, so right now I am busy as shit. I am trying to get back into swing things at work because I've been kind of half to three fourths there at work late in the past couple months.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, getting back into the swing of things there, you know, and just trying to get back to some normality, just based on everything that's been going on. So, you know, it's been a shitty year. I hope it gets better. And that's what I'm aiming for, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is this year getting better. So that's where I'm going to leave this.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to start talking about some games, because it's been a few weeks, and I know that we've got some shit to talk about.
That we do?
Yeah.
Oh, so Jason, actually, I don't. Not really.
I mean, you don't.
I've been moving cross-country. I've been starting a new job and looking for a new place to live. So I have not played too terribly much, but... have been involved in some, like quick looks and stuff, on the site. So, been in the presence of the new games. I think the only one that I've actually sat down and played a little bit was, something called, The Fall. God, the best way that I can sum this up is like flashback plus a point and click adventure. Like it has, you know, flashback style, you know, traversal system, and combat. But it also has like point click adventure sensibilities. In that, like, you know, there's a lot of trial and error type things, you know, as far as puzzle solving is concerned. You know, you see something on screen, you've got to like, you know, click it and like inspect it or pick it up and then use that item somewhere else. And sometimes it seems completely fucking arbitrary, and it usually is. Like you wouldn't think to use these items together, but as soon as you do, it's like, oh, all right, I guess that makes sense. Sure. But, the game doesn't do a very good job of, you know, telling you what you need to do. So yeah, there's that trial and error thing, but, I'm digging the aesthetic. You know, the looks, very much like Limbo, you know, with that light background and stuff and dark foreground. It's got a sci-fi, you know, kick to it. I dig that as well. Really good voice acting. They kind of build it as like a Dead Space, like kind of horror thing at first. And I'm totally not getting that. I'm actually getting more humor. Out of this, than anything. I'm only a couple hours into it, and apparently there's only like an hour left. It's episodic.
What's this on?
Yeah, this is on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And, they made no mention of it being episodic on the store page, which kind of pisses me off, but.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting a full thing, like a full experience. Like, now I'm pretty much committed, or I'm not going to see the end of it.
Right. It's like, I'm really, really sick of this whole episodic thing, especially if they mask that fact. Mm-hmm. You know, because I paid $15 for it, which is, you know, a pretty decent price for like a full size game, you know, like an independent game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would expect a little bit more, but yeah, apparently it's only a few hours long. So I don't even want to go back to it now because I'm waiting to see if they're going to have additional episodes, you know, because I don't want to get too invested, I guess. But the game's really good. I want to see more of it. I just don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else. Oh, I've been playing a lot of, Puzzle Quest, Marvel, Dark Reign, or whatever, on the bus.
Wow.
That's been great. Still fucking playing that game.
Still playing that game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And, I've been trying like hell to play Divinity, Original Sin. A lot of buzz, about that game, like in the office and stuff and on Twitter. And, I don't know if you guys would be interested or not, but, yeah, it's very much rooted.
Look.
Oh, you did? There we go.
Yeah.
So it's rooted in like D&D style rules, high fantasy setting, but it's got like turn-based combat, a little like XCOM. So that's totally right up my alley. But the mouse that I have here, does not work on my fucking computer. So
what?
I can't fucking play it. Yeah. I brought one of my nice, Mises and, I keep trying to set it up and it just won't work. So. As far as PC stuff, I'm limited to stuff on a controller. which is not much, but I think that's it as far as stuff that I've actually played. I might chime in with stuff, as I remember it, but we'll see.
That's cool. All right.
Let's move on then. Jeff Chorney.
Hey. Not Hi. Much at all.
Cool.
I knew stuff. I did. I don't say crack. This is good. This was going to happen, but I ended up getting Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
So it took me a few weeks, but I did get it. So we played that the other night. Fortunately, Jason was having internet connections. So
hey, my internet was up the entire time, but I couldn't connect via Skype or
that's weird.
But I could I connect via other like ranked matches and stuff and other Skype calls. It was like somebody in that your group
was not communicating well with your shit.
Yeah. Something was weird. Anyway, that is weird. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So that was a lot of fun. It was like we had about five of us in there or something, and I was trying to use DiCaprio because that's what I was like trying to mess around with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we started using not necessarily like new characters. A lot of people were using like not necessarily their mains. So it was a little bit frustrating for a while when you're trying to learn like a brand new character and you're just going against people like when Blue Steel's rocking like Evil Ryu, which you already have like a good idea of how to use that person.
Yep.
So there's a lot of funny salt going on, like me and Scott, because Scott as well was trying to use like new characters and shit.
Sure.
But it was fun, and then it eventually turned to a point where like fuck it, let's just play Street Fighter. We started picking our mains and stuff and playing.
Yeah.
We played till good like 4 a.m. or something like that. It was crazy.
Oh god.
Missed those days.
I really wanted in on that. That was like the first time that I had a chance to just like chill, and then that bullshit was happening. I'm like. Fucking A. That was my one downtime that I was going to have. And I miss you guys so much.
We haven't played it since then, so. But I had to double dip on it, though, because I had points on my Xbox. I'm like, fuck it. And it was during CEO. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
That's the
tournament in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what got me like to kind of want to like, I want to play this now. And I had points on my Xbox Live. And I can't, for some reason, Sony PSN hates taking money from me, and they don't like my credit card for some reason. So I bought it on Microsoft first, played it just in the training mode, just got some arcade mode and shit like that, and then I realized my stick's kind of going out in my 360 stick. The jump upright doesn't work sometimes, so I jump straight up. It's really, really annoying. So then I'm like, well, now I have to get this on PSN. So I just went and got a PSN card like the next day. Well, I think I got it the day we played, actually, so that Friday. I think I got it. And yeah, so I double dipped in that, and I'm sure when it comes to PS4, I'll probably get it as well.
Hey, Jeff, can I break in with some breaking news?
What's that?
Namco Bandai just announced Tekken 7 on the Evo stream. Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to use Unreal.
Oh, weird.
Fucking A. And it says final battle.
I guess Namco Street Fighter is done then. Namco Street Fighter. Tekken Cross Street Fighter.
Yeah, Tekken Cross Street Fighter.
Was there any doubt that was going to be vaporware? Really. I mean, yeah. I don't think it would have been as good anyway. I don't see, you know, getting the Tekken characters to translate into a 2D space is a lot easier than getting the Street Fighter characters to translate into a 3D space.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what else would I play? Play some Ground Zeroes for the hell of it.
That's what I should go back to.
Yeah, you should. It's good. At least play through the first mission.
Yeah.
And I played some Shovel Knight. I got that on the 3DS.
Nice. Talk to me about Shovel Knight.
I do really like it, except it's just hard at places, and I just don't have the patience, and I just suck at games now. So I'll play it, get frustrated for like 20 minutes, put it down, and pick it up, and usually beat the spot I couldn't beat before. So I'm kind of slowly going through it. I think I'm like 4 worlds in, I think.
Okay.
Or so. Are you the guys playing it right now?
I guess not right now. No. I want to get it on Steam though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's. I like it. I like the aesthetic. I like the controls are awesome. The music is amazing. I love the music in the game, and it's very. It's just very good. I don't know. It's like a cross between like a Mario and like a Metroid and like a lot of 8-bit stuff, but makes
little
it feel,
Mega Man in there too.
Yeah, definitely Mega Man, and very like. But it's its own thing. It kind of feels like some of those, but it definitely has its own mechanics, and stuff like it's kind of like looting it. Not so much loot, but you get gold and gems and you can buy like new upgrades to your armor and stuff like that. And
is it like a really, really badass DuckTales?
Kind of. You do have a move that's
similar. You got that pogo, right?
Yeah, you have the you can pogo on the shovel, from what I understand.
On the enemies, yeah, off the enemies you can. So yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of funny. It's got, I like it. I'm not done with it yet by far. I'm only about like, I don't know, a third of the way through, I think. So yeah, that's it for me. It's been Shovel Knight and a bunch of other stuff that we've talked about a million times that just because there hasn't been much come out. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not bad.
Very cool. Well, let's see. I have two games that I beat since the last time we talked.
Holy shit.
I know. What's going on? So I beat Watch Dogs. Nice. Finally got through that. And Jeff, you are absolutely right. Use the fucking water. That's the way to do it at the end there.
Oh, with that last mission?
Well, there were a couple missions there getting closer to the end where it was like, okay, yeah, let's jump in a boat.
Yeah.
And but it was.
Made it so much easier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that game and I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And I think, you know, the only thing I can say is the whole reason I enjoyed it was because that the hacking added a new layer, you know, of strategy to everything. And it wasn't just like, just break into everything and start shooting. And, yeah, I really enjoyed that aspect of it. And like one of my favorite things to do in the game was like the gang hideouts. And you roll up to the hideout and you just kind of, you know, hack into the cameras and start moving everything around. And by the time you get to the guy you got to knock out, you've taken out like five or six guys that are firing a shot. It's great. So, I really enjoyed that. It was fun. I think that's probably the first open world game that doesn't have like some sort of superpower involved
that I've
beaten. So, but same I guess the hacking here. Could be a superpower, maybe. I don't know.
No.
No.
No. No. No. I'll even get it.
No. Are there capes and watchdogs? Then no.
I don't know, but he's got a really big ass trench coat, dude. It could double as a. I was waiting for someone on a mission. I was like watching, just, you know, keeping an eye on someone. And there was a dude standing next to me and like talking. Why are you so close? Back off. Blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, where'd you get that coat?
Not like, really? Yeah,
what?
You know, never so it's you like, fucking it, mind where I got this coat. Keep walking.
It's just, it's interesting where like some of the lines that come out of the regular citizens that are walking around and you usually hear them all. And they just repeat over and over, but that's the only time that I ever heard that one. And I was,
yeah, I've
was
never
about
even heard
to,
that one.
To go into a hotel to start a mission and, you know, guys just walks up and says, hey, where'd you get that coat? Something like that. So, the other game I beat was Transistor.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah. So I was pretty wrapped up in Watch Dogs, but as soon as I finished Watch Dogs, it's like, all right, let's go back to Transistor. Found a really, really good combination of functions that I loved. Messing with, but it's
how far into the game did you find like this combo?
Just out of curiosity. Pretty far, to be honest with you. I was probably about, I want to say at least 2/3 of the way through.
Which combo were you using?
I was using Smash. Well, the first one, Crash.
Yeah, Crash.
And then there's the one that shoots like it's like the second one you get that actually goes through walls and stuff like that. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. So I was using those up to this point. I was using the two of those. The one that brings out the dogs for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a modifier on that so that it brought out two instead of one. And then I was using Jaunt, which is the dash.
The dash, yeah.
Well, I'm still using Jaunt, but now I'm using, Crash. And then I have, there's one that drops like grenades. And then there's a Void, which basically is, it keeps guys in place. So I combined Void with Get. So it like sucks all the guys in. So I'll do a Crash to start everything out, drop their grenades, shoot a Void out, and it sucks everyone in. And then I do another Crash and it explodes their grenades with everybody sitting there.
Yeah. That's good.
So it was working really well. It's mostly only good for, like close quarters. I mean, you don't really, you mainly focus on one enemy at a time, but that's fine because it still gets everybody into one place and it like disorients them so you can, you know, run away and recharge your turn. But yeah, I was really liking that combo and I went to like the practice room and like the first time I used it, I did like 1600 damage and I got, you know, all of a sudden a little trophy popped up and it's like, you know, 1024 in practice and you actually got you get a trophy for that. And then there's apparently another one for doing 2048. So I haven't gotten that far yet, but. Yeah, really liking that game. Started up Recursion almost immediately. I started it up and played it a little bit. And then I just ended up going to bed. And the next day I went back to Recursion and started playing again. The enemies in Recursion are a lot harder. They drop pretty much the end game stuff right in the very beginning of the game. So, but yeah, man, fun game. Really enjoyed it. I would say, looking back, that I probably did enjoy Bastion more, but that doesn't take anything away from Transistor. Transistor is a more polished and a higher quality game, but I think I had more fun with Bastion overall. So.
Yeah.
Same. Still both quality games. And everyone should play them both.
Yeah. I think Transistor, is going to fall by the wayside for a lot of people. It just came like right around E3, and I think people put like a week into it and they're like, we got other shit coming up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened. It's like Transistor came out and I played it, and then Watch Dogs came out and I got back into that. And, you know, the good thing is that like right now, the next game I'm getting is Diablo, and that's next month.
Oh,
so
shit.
I've got a few weeks to, you know, if I want to continue, cause like with Watch Dogs, I'm at like 85% completion. So I can go back and like start fucking with some of that stuff. Maybe try for the platinum, even though I know I won't get it. Cause it's got a bunch of online trophies and I'm not sure if I'll go for those. Or continue playing Transistor and do the same thing there. Or like Jeff said, he was playing Metal Gear. Well, I didn't finish that first mission. I got to the end of it and then just never finished it. So I could go back to that. I never finished up on Castlevania, so I can go back to that. So I actually get to go back and play one of the games in my backlog for a change. And
wow.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what it is.
You have a month and a bit to.
Yeah, when does it come out? When does
Destiny?
Diablo come out?
Oh, I forgot about Diablo. I think it's the 21st. I think it's the end of August.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. It's like the Destiny beta starts next week. And yeah. I'll be playing that for sure. But, I don't know. I was pretty happy. I killed off like two games within 3 days and I was like, all right, good stuff. So cool. But that's it for me.
Okay then.
So, and
not much happened in news worth talking about, I don't think. I mean, a lot of shit has happened in the past like 3 weeks since we recorded, but
everybody knows what it is.
Everyone knows about all that shit.
It's like, I think
they're not coming here for their up to the minute
news.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's just one of those things that we just need a week to catch up. And then, you know, next week we'll come back with the news and shit like that. So,
yeah,
but, okay. So here's the deal. I have one pretty old email.
Okay.
All right. So it's almost a month ago now. And by the time the show releases, it will have been a month.
Well, I mean, is it worth doing that at that point? It's about like E3, isn't it?
It's about E3. Yeah. It's a little bit about E3.
Okay.
But,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'll read it anyway. Who cares?
Okay.
And then I do have a voicemail that we'll go into in a minute here.
Sure.
But, so let's read this. This is from, Mr. Sniper. Sniper Maverick.
What's up,
dude? He has to say, Indus! Hey. Sniper here with a thoughtful question about Sony. You guys might even talk about it before you read the email. So last year, Sony took it upon themselves to stab Microsoft right in the gut with announcing all their policies at the show. Mm-hmm. This caused that massive fan reaction that I am sure Sony was hoping for. I will never forget the smug grin on Jack Tretton's face when he wasn't able to talk over the cheers. That's true. That was funny. That's all. I'm not going to lie. Microsoft deserved it a little bit of a wake up call. My question now is, why the fuck did Sony find it necessary to jab at Microsoft again this year? Such as spending time during their very long, boring conference, in my opinion, to jab at the Kinectless Xbox One. Why? Did they think that because they got such a reaction last year, they should continue to be dicks? Competition is good, but when a huge company like Sony is acting like a typical fanboy or troll, I lose respect. I find it very unprofessional. Phil Spencer even opens the Microsoft press conference with acknowledging his competitors and wishing them well. I just don't get it. They even threw a jab out there at EA, who makes fucking games for their platform. Bah. And that's from Sniper. So was it kind of a dick move for them to jab at Microsoft again?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah. When you're on top, I don't think
nobody likes a bully.
Yeah, you just kind of, when you're on top and you're ahead by as much as they are at this point, you just kind of, probably would have gone over more if they were like, you know, like
if they were the spunky underdogs. I could appreciate that, you know.
Yeah.
If they were like head to head, you know, like they were last year, then it's appreciated. But now it's just like, all right, now you're just being a dick.
We get it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. The one thing I will say is that when it came to last year's E3, yes, there were some jabs in their press conferences, but I don't think there were nearly as many as people made it out to be. It's like, in reality, Sony was, they almost had to announce what they were doing. And based on the fan reaction to what Microsoft was doing, I mean, did they really have a choice? You know, even they say, oh yeah, we were doing this the whole time, but did they really have a choice but to do what they did? You know, as far as their policies. And then just to bring, you know, the fans like, and the people and the consumers, just to bring them to their thoughts to rest about, hey, these are our policies. I think that was more what it was. It's like, okay, let's at least get our policies out there so they know that we're not going to do the same thing. And mm-hmm. I think that there were some jabs in there, but it was more about them explaining the policies than it was the jabs. The ones last year
didn't really bother me. The ones this year were just
Ones this year were pointless. You know,
yeah, they fell flat. Yeah.
And it was they were reaching. It's like, hey, and we gave you the choice for the camera from the very beginning. It's like, okay, that's not
yuck.
Come on. Yuck. You know, it's like I thought it was. Oh shit.
Shit.
Yeah, I need to pause. I'm sorry.
Okay, right. We're pausing. Should we keep talking? We should talk about Evo. So there's a really cool combo exhibition going on screen
really?
Right now.
My Evo just stopped.
Try refreshing
it. Into it.
You should go to giantbomb.com/chat where we have the stream embedded and we have an awesome chat room going. Because fuck Twitch chat.
Oh, I turn that shit off.
Oh, no, it's buffering again. Fuck.
Yeah, like it just dropped out of.
All right. Tool assisted. No gameplay altering cheats, hacks, or devices were used to create these combos. Thank you for watching.
Oh, here we go.
And now it's doing something else. This is great commentary, by the way. I gotta give myself a pat on the back.
Crisis averted, I think.
Okay, good.
I spilled my beer.
Thank God. Shit. I mean, not thank God that you spilled your beer, but I'm just really glad you're back because the show sucked while you were away.
I know.
We were just talking Evo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Of course, now I don't know. I was in the middle of saying something and all of a sudden said, oh, shit.
Just leave it in.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Why the fuck not? Leave it in. So welcome. You just got an outtake. But no, I mean, I just think that, the jab that they made was, it's not even that it was tasteless. I mean, it was, but.
There's just no need for it.
There was no need for it, and it really did nothing. I mean, the entire crowd was like, I think he got like one or two chuckles out of it, and it was like, yeah, that didn't really do anything for you.
EA one is more baffling to me, just because I don't understand why they made fun of EA's press conference when they make games for you. So it's like,
I think
we talked about that already.
That one was just dumb. I mean, what are you doing? You know, you've got a partner and they're actually bringing games to your platform. And I don't know, maybe is Sony still bitter about Titanfall? Come on.
No, they can't be. Titanfall wasn't even close to as big as Microsoft wanted it to be. So
yeah. And Destiny is going to be a lot bigger regardless, though it's on both platforms.
Definitely.
Honestly, the amount of hype that Destiny is getting is surprising to me. I didn't realize it was going to be, as big as it looks like it's going to be.
I think the alpha kind of put it into that. Like, knocked out of the park. I think before the alpha came out, people were kind of on it. And then when people got to play it, they're like, shit, this is actually really good. And word of mouth spread pretty fast.
Yeah, dude. So can we go into one little piece of news? The collector's editions that they announced for Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
They had the limited and the ghost edition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be damned if the ghost edition wasn't gone hours after being announced and stuck up for pre-order.
What's the difference between the editions?
The big thing for me is that both the limited and the ghost edition comes with all the DLC, which I think makes it a little easier to swallow the extra.
To justify, yeah.
Aren't we
like against the season pass thing? I forget. It varies from game to game.
It depends on the game. Yeah, I've done it before.
The only one I bought is Titanfall. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did it for Borderlands, and I probably would do it for Destiny too, because I can see my playing, I can see myself playing that a lot.
It's Bungie and Activision stuff. Like these things are not going to be hard to get. I think they threw them initially up there. Like, maybe there they sold out right away, but you can still, if you go to Best Buy CA or Future Shop CA, you can still reserve either one of them. So they're still on there. And it's the shit. Bungie's famous for this shit. They make it seem like it's going to be very, very limited. And within like a year, you find the most expensive one. I think the Ghost Edition is like $160, isn't it? It's ridiculous. It's like the price of, what was that really expensive one that came out earlier? Anyway, it's really expensive. And I think the only difference between that and the limited one is it comes with the ghost thing, right? The model of the ghost.
Yeah, so it comes with the ghost, and the ghost apparently has lights and sounds and junk like that. So,
gotcha.
But yeah, you know, who knows? That's, it's one of those things that I'm, you know, if I can get that one, I will. Because, you know, I'm going to try and get through Best Buy and I can get the 20% off. So I'll get the $150 version for $120 or something like that. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, so if I have to just get the regular one, that's fine with me. I don't really care.
How much is the limited edition? 110? I guess 100?
It's 100. Yeah. It's 100.
That's still a lot too. Actually, that's not too bad. I guess it's, if you're getting the season pass, but
yeah. So it's 60. Figure the season pass is probably going to be what? Like 15?
I don't know how much the DLC is.
What's that?
Season passes are usually about 25.
Yeah,
usually
well, this is only $5. Two packs, though, so it's only
that's
two
true.
DLCs.
So it's probably 20, and then you're probably getting it for 15.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. So, and then there's some, like, bonus content in there, which I will likely never touch. So it's like, you know what? If I don't get one of the limited editions, I'm really not going to sweat it too much.
Exactly.
So.
Cool. They do make, I will say, if they have a similar people who made their other, like, as much as the Halo limited editions weren't necessarily limited, all the stuff that come with them are pretty well made, so I'm keep fingers crossed that same shit with this one.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Cool. I do have one of Dem Dare voicemail things.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, no, we haven't had one of these in a while.
These are so easy to do, because we just play them. We don't have to read them. My favorite.
I did have to rehook up all my stuff, because it's been so long since we played one of these.
So you had to work, but I didn't have to.
That's
so
right.
That's important.
Have to do any work.
Excellent. Jeez. I like it.
That's right. Your favorite thing. All right. So let's do this. Here we go.
How's it going? Interactive distractions.
Hey.
Civil PR here. Sending some love because it's been months and months since I've sent you love.
Since we've had an episode too.
Either through a voicemail or an email. So, you know, I just, you know, want to tell you guys that you have not been forgotten.
Yay.
Thank you.
I still love you guys. I hear you every week that you guys post the show.
Every week that we post the show.
But the only thing that I want to talk about, not regarding games or anything subject related to games, it's just Jason A. Striker and getting hired by Giant Bomb.
Oh, shit.
I just want to get my feelings out there. I'm so proud.
I'm so sorry.
I can say that. I saw a man that used to work for Just Enthusiasm and a video game site, independent video game site as Irrational Passions, go and do it for real on one of the biggest magazine
Close enough.
Sites on the planet, Game Informer, and then go and take his talents to my favorite video game site on the planet, Giant Bomb. I'm so proud for Jason. I never, never thought he will get to this far. And, you know, good for him. Good luck working in San Francisco in one of the most expensive cities to live in. So, yeah. The cost of life there must be awesome, right?
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Anyway, I'm so proud for him. And that's pretty much about that. I hope I can listen to him more on the Giant Bombcast. I hope this is not detrimental to, you know, doing his opinions on Near at the Distractions.
Hey, you got it right that time.
Podcast. But yeah, that's pretty much it about guys. Hopefully in the future, I'll send you more. Hopefully less than 3 minutes long, because I know how Chris feels about three plus long voicemails. So yeah, that's pretty much about that, guys. Much love down here from the Caribbean, from Puerto Rico to you all. So, you know, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed your games and have a fun one. Silver PR signing out.
Thank you, dude.
Silver.
Thank you,
good
Silver.
To hear from you again.
Yeah, and hopefully I won't let you down. I'm glad to know that this came out of nowhere and nobody ever expected someone like me to work at some place like that.
Mm-hmm. Such a vote of confidence there.
Yeah. No. Well, hopefully I won't drag it down too much.
The odds are against anyone trying to do that. And you beat the odds.
But no, dude, thank you for the word of support. I like I said before, I'm not going to be on the Bombcast too much, or I'll chime in with quick looks now and again. But I did start off at just trying to make my way in this world, and now I sold out completely, working for a paycheck, maybe some free swag every now and again. Fucking A. I've made it, gentlemen. Finally here. I get free swag sometimes.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm happy for you because you're doing what you want to do. That's why I'm happy for you, dude. And you're doing for what you want to, you're doing what you want to do, and you're doing it for who you want to do it for.
Yeah.
You know, you're working at a place that you enjoy.
I was talking to a dude last night, and he was just like, tell me your fucking story. And I'm like, 2 minutes or less. I'm just like, I was a computer programmer for a long time. I always loved doing video. Was doing that on the side, and then I'm like, fuck it, I want to do it full time. And then shit just started happening. Like, I got serious about my hobby, and it's only been, just like a handful of years. Mm-hmm. Since I got like serious about it, I'm like, I'm really gonna try and do something with this. And then Gaming Forum happened, and then it rolled into where I'm at now. This is great. So
I thought was pretty interesting is that after the news broke earlier than it should have, it's like they were like, oh, well, let's, they were like, oh, yeah, Jason A. Stryker is this guy, and he did this, and he was over at Indus, and mm-hmm. and here's an example of his work. And he posted that Bayonetta review that you did.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, that is probably one of the best things that – one of my favorite things that you did because of how much you put into, like, the production of, like, the intro and all that stuff. And I just thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I wish we had more time to do stuff like that because I really love doing it. Yeah, and I'm really proud of that in particular because it just worked out so well. And it's like, that's the bar that I want to set for myself. And luckily it's still out in circulation. Still, people are still looking at it and enjoying it. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a fun video to do too.
No
like
shit.
A fun review to do with mm-hmm. the two of us. So
yeah, it was just completely casual. We had some talking points, but it was very conversational. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. But, so once again, congrats, dude.
Thanks, man. You're
doing it. But, that's all we're doing for this show. I don't know. I mean, we could go on to other things if we want, but.
Wrap it up. We got some Evo to watch too.
Yeah. There's some Evos going on and, I think that's good for now. So, we do not have a question of the week just yet. So we will try and discuss that and see if we have something planned for next week. If not, then we'll just do shorter shows with distractions, news, new releases, emails, and that'll do it.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking a lot about the Destinies next week. So.
Because the beta starts Thursday.
I hope I can fucking play.
It's Thursday. It's the 17th. It's the 17th.
That's when I move into my new place. So I don't know. With the internet thing. Apparently internet's going to be wired. And I talked to the dude about it and he was like, yeah, I'm getting like 600 megabyte down, like 500 megabyte up. I'm like, really?
Seriously, you have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's like, are you on Google Fiber? Cause I don't know if you're getting that kind of speed if you're not on Fiber.
He did say like, at home, like he gets normal speeds of like, 30 down, like, 5 or 7 up.
That sounds more like it,
but he was like, here it's just crazy fast. I'm like, okay, we'll see how it goes.
Guess we'll find out.
But yeah, hopefully I'll have internet right away as soon as we move in. But
so are we going to try and stick to Sundays for the time being then?
I work till like, 6 or 7 at night and it takes me about an hour maybe to get home and stuff. Yeah. It's too late for you guys. So.
Yeah, so I mean that's fine with me. I mean, if you guys want to try and do Sunday nights, we'll stick to that. We're gonna test this out for a little while, guys, and we'll see how it works. This basically means that we're gonna try and record Sunday, edit Monday, and post on Tuesday or Wednesday. So we'll see how that chain works. For the time being, we will be recording next Sunday. Our main topic of conversation likely will be Destiny, as Jeff said. Feel free to send us an email or a voicemail To do that, email at interactivedistractions.com. Voicemail is 706-760-4337.
That sounds right.
It does sound right. And, or you can just send me an MP3, just like Silver PR did. And I can play it that way too. Check us out on Twitter, Google Plus, Facebook, Steam, and Stitcher. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us.
Hey, a walk by the Stitcher, headquarters. My way to and from work. Yeah. It's so weird, like walking by, oh, there's Twitter. Oh, there's fucking Twitch. There's Stitcher and shit like that. It's neat.
Here is every social networking thing that I know of. It's crazy. Yep. I forgot what I was saying. Speaking of Twitter, we are Indus Podcast, or you can get us at Indus Questions. Individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
And Jeff, I'm going to let you chime in here. You could also check out our forums at...
Oh, my God. www.vgevo.com.
Yes!
No.
It's actually retroids.com, but it's called VGEvo.
Okay.
Yeah, they did change the name.
It's still .retroids.com.
Yeah, it still goes to retroids.com, but they changed the moniker back to VGEvo.
It's
so.
Now called VGEvo.
Just to make you happy.
That's right. Yes.
I was the only one who wanted them to change that. I would like to think that, but no. Finally, I think MDC convinced them. They're like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, everybody was
pretty
still.
Much every single person there was like, why is it not changed back to VGEvo? Yeah,
they were all wearing their throwback jerseys.
Yeah. So finally back.
That's right.
And surprisingly, more people have been around since then, which is kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been kind of on hiatus about it with it lately, just because of timing. But it is what it is. But that's all I've got, guys. So I don't know if there was something else that you guys wanted to throw in. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
San Francisco is pretty cool.
I don't think so.
Evo's pretty cool too. I kind of want to go watch that right now. Right. That's okay.
Well, then, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the short show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us.
I did.
If you're on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well. Until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.